went into another room, dimly lit by flickering candles. There, an unusual séance was in session.
We're about to participate in a séance. Madame Leota is assembling all the spirits who have been just dying to meet you.
Madame Leota, the medium who was chanting the plaintive incantations, was quite unique. She was truly a disembodied spirit, a mere talking head inside a misty crystal ball. As she invoked the spirits, objects floated about the room in response to her supplications.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table. It's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Mike, something's moving there in the corner.
It looks like smoke. There's another one.
Come now. We must leave this cozy little circle. For the spirits have received your sympathetic vibrations. And are beginning to materialize.
The ghost host led Mike and Karen through another doorway and onto a balcony overlooking a grand hall. A party was taking place, one of the strangest parties you've ever seen. There was a long dining table covered with decayed food and withered flowers. Cobwebs were everywhere. It seemed to be a birthday party. And when the birthday ghost blew out the candles on a cake, several other ghosts disappeared. They reappeared when the ghost inhaled again. There was an elderly lady rocking and knitting. When she rocked forward, she disappeared. When she rocked back, she too reappeared. Several ghosts were playing on the chandelier over the massive dining table. Others were waltzing while an organist played a haunting refrain.
This is crazy! I don't believe what I see! Why did we ever come in this house?
There's a door at the end of the balcony. Come on.
Mike and Karen entered the door and came face to face with a ghost dressed as a bride. She was strangely illuminated, and her heart glowed red with each heartbeat. The room they were in was an unfinished attic. And as they turned to run out of the door, another ghostly manifestation appeared and blocked their way. He was a cloaked figure with an evil, grinning face. A hatbox hung from his hand. With each beat of his bride's heart, his head disappeared from his body and appeared in the hatbox.
We're trapped! There's no way out.
Hold the candles. I'll try to open this window. Come on, we're in luck. There's a balcony out here. Watch your step. The rain's made everything slippery.
The candles went out again.
Just leave them. We're outside now. Everything's going to be okay. There's some steps down at the far end.
But they lead to the graveyard.
Come on, it's the only way.
Our adventurous pair descended the steps to the ground level and began their walk through the private burial grounds, trying to find their way out of this living nightmare. They passed an old caretaker holding a lantern, too frightened to speak. His dog was cowering at his feet, whimpering.
And begin to vocalize, grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a cat disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim, grim ghosts come out to socialize.
As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
Start to shriek
and harmonize. Grim, grim ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
we're ghosts came where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise as spooks of every size.
There was music all around them, and the sky was filled with wispy spirits. They passed a group of minstrels who paid no attention to their presence. One was playing a bagpipe, another a harp, and another a horn. And there was a hunchback playing a flute, and a cadaverous drummer pounding out the temple on a gravestone. A group of cats and a family of owls joined in with spooky harmony. There was a king and a queen balancing a teeter-totter on a gravestone, and a duchess sipping a cup of tea. And they saw a hearse stuck in the mud. The coffin had slipped out, and its contents, a shrouded corpse, also was sipping a cup of tea. Behind the hearse on a hill, a group of ghosts were enjoying a bicycle ride through the tombstones. A huge masked executioner was singing a duet with a decapitated knight who held his singing head in his extended hand.
There's that raven again.
Are you sure we're going the right way?
I think so. There's only one path. It looks like there's something up ahead.
Oh, that's a crypt. That's the one by the fence. It's the way out.
Come on! Stay close.
Did you enjoy your visit? I told you you would not be harmed. Thank you for spending some time with us. Come back again. Bring your friends, if they'll believe the story you tell. I have to go now. It's midnight. pleasant dreams.
Ha 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 ha.